नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय इमे वयं यत् प्रियैव तन्वा सत्वेन सृष्टा बहिरन्तराभिः गतिं न सूक्ष्मां ऋषयश्च विद्महे कुतो सुराद्या इतरप्रदानः इमे ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. Since our bodies are made of sattva guna, we, the demigods, are internally and externally situated in goodness. All the great saints are also situated in that way. Therefore, if even we cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is to be said of those who are most insignificant in their bodily constitutions, being situated in the modes of passion and ignorance? How can they understand the Lord? Let us offer our respectful obeisances unto Him. Purport. Atheists and demons cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although He is situated within everyone. For them, the Lord finally appears in the form of death, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Mrityu Sarva Harascham. Atheists think that they are independent and therefore they do not care about the supremacy of the Lord. Yet the Lord asserts His supremacy when He overcomes them as death. At the time of death, their attempts to use their so-called scientific knowledge and philosophical speculation to deny the supremacy of Lord cannot work. Hiranyakashipu, for example, was an exalted representative of the atheist class of men. He always challenged the existence of God, and thus he became inimical even toward his own son. Everyone was afraid of Hiranyakashipu's atheistic principles. Nonetheless, when Lord Narasimhadev appeared in order to kill him, Hiranyakashipu's atheistic principles could not save him. Lord Narasimhadev killed Hiranyakashipu and took away all his power, influence and pride. Atheistic men, however, never understand how everything they created is annihilated. The super soul is situated within them, but because of the predominance of the modes of passion and ignorance, they cannot understand the supremacy of Lord. Even the demigods, the devotees who are transcendentally situated or situated on the platform of goodness, are not fully aware of the qualities and the position of the Lord. How then can the demons and atheists understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead? It is not possible. Therefore, to gain this understanding, the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, offered their respectful obeisances to the Lord. I would like to seek blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas who have given me this chance to speak about the holiest of the scriptures, the essence of all the scriptures, the Amala Puran, Srimad Bhagavatam. Whenever there is a problem, all the demigods never refrain or never forget to approach the Supreme Lord for help. So here, all the demigods, headed by Lord Brahma, the verse here explains that even Lord Brahma had not seen the Lord. So just on the basis of the Shabda Brahman, he is praying the Supreme Lord. And the verse very clearly, you know, it's like a confession where the demigods are mentioning that our bodies are made of goodness. and we cannot understand the Supreme Lord, so what to speak of the atheistic class or the demoniac class whose bodies are made up of passion and ignorance. How will they understand? Once a reporter asked Srila Prabhupada that, what if at the end of your life you come to know that Krishna never existed? What will happen? Srila Prabhupada replied that even if Krishna didn't exist, as you say, we had a nice life, we didn't sin, we ate nice food, we danced nicely, we had nice cordial relationships, we did not hurt anybody. So at the end of the life, we had a clean life. But the question is, what if Krishna is there? What will happen to you? But this Srila Prabhupada denoted how the atheistic class of men just cannot understand what the Supreme Lord is and what His attributes and what His leelas are. Lord Brahma, in His prayers, in Shibrahma Samhita, He mentions, where He mentions that the Vedas also, if somebody reads Vedas, it is difficult to understand the Lord, but the devotees of the Lord can only understand. Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto Govinda Madhipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. He's saying that only devotees are the ones who can understand the Lord only by bhakti. Bhaktyamam Abhijanati Yavanyat Chashmi Tattvatah. Only the devotees who serve the Lord with devotion can only know the Lord in His own tattva. Shri Satyavrat Muni, whose Damodar Ashtakam we just sang, has compiled this beautiful Ashtakam known as Damodar Ashtakam specifically to be worshipped and sung in the month of Kartik, where the presiding deities are Shri Shri Radha Damodar. And Sanatan Goswami has written a beautiful commentary on this, which is called as Digdarshini Tika. Recently, and before also, Gaurang Prabhu has given this beautiful class to us. I'm just trying to repeat it. So please, if any anomalies, forgive me. Every prayer, every sage begins by offering respectful obeisances. Just like Vyasadeva, when he starts the Bhagavatam, he says, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Just because they understand that whatever they are doing is not by their own power, but because of, recently and before also, Gaurang Prabhu has given this beautiful class to us. I'm just trying to repeat it. So please, if any anomalies, forgive me. Every prayer, every sage begins by offering respectful obeisance. Shri Prahlad Dev, he mentions in the first verse of his prayers, Brahma Dayo Surgana Munayotha Siddha Sattvekata Magatayo Vachasam Pravahe Naradhitum Purugane Adhunapi Vipru Kim Toshtumarhatum Same Hari Mugrajate. He starts by saying that Brahmaji and all the other demigods are speaking prayers just like, you know, flow of water. They are not able to please you. Oh Lord, what will I please you? But the next prayer he says that, I know that you have glanced on me, although I have no qualification, but I will attempt, because you are the one who will give me power. So, Satyavrata Muni also starts the prayer by Namami. Here, first he mentions there are so many aspects of this whole verses. First he mentions the Tattva Vishesha. That is, what is the tattva? He's saying, I am offering my respectful obeisances not to anybody else, but to Ishvara. Just as we know, Namami Ishvaram Satchidananda Rupam. He says, Namami Ishvaram, the tattva vishesh. What is the tattva of a person whom we are offering the obeisances to? He is the Ishwara, not anybody else. The Supreme Lord, the Supreme Controller, Supreme Proprietor, and a Supreme Enjoyer. And now second is he saying, Ishwara, Namami Ishwaram, Satchidananda Rupam. Next is the Rupa Vishesh. He is saying that, my Lord, to whom I am offering obeisances, he is not only the Ishwara, but he is having a form which is Sat, Chit and Ananda. Eternal, fully knowledgeable and full of bliss. The beauty of my Lord is so special that it attracts even the birds. This is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. The gopis are praying. The gopis are praying to Lord that your beauty is so charming. They say that Ishwaram sarva shaktimantam jagat ekanatham nija prabhum va tatradeha pakshah stutyadi shaktyarthah. He is saying that gopis are declaring that birds, cows, trees and deer all are thrilled when looking at this form which blesses the three worlds. The second canto, when the Lord enters Mathura, a verse mentions that the beauty of the Lord, Shukadeva Goswami mentions the beauty of the Lord, that when he enters, it is like sun, moon, clouds, lightning and rainbow appearing together. If anybody knows geography, according to geography, if there is sun, there cannot be moon. And if there can be, there is sun, there cannot be lightning. So all of these have come together. Why? Because of the presence of the Satchidananda Rupa. Because everybody wants to witness the Lord. This is the Rupa Vishesh. One of the so-called gods, the contemporary gods of this time, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, how can this person be God, call himself God? Lord is Keshava. Keshava means one who has beautiful hair. And this person is completely bald. Such is the beautiful, even each and every limb of the Lord is explained in details in Shastra that his form, right from the toe to his hair, everything is mentioned to be supremely beautiful. Now one might say that he is beautiful definitely, but he comes in so many incarnations. Are they also beautiful? Yes. The Lord comes in a form which nobody likes. It's boar. When you see boars moving around and you just wait to run when they are trying to, you know, scrub themselves or just shred themselves, that all the mud comes on you, you run away. So we are very, you know, it's like a bivatsa mood, you know, I can't, dude, people don't like to see the boars. But the Lord appears in the boar form, and the Bhagavatam mentions that the form of the Lord was so beautiful that it enchanted the demigods. He came in the most beautiful form. So any form he takes, being eternally Satchidananda Vigraha, he appears beautiful in any form. Such is the Rupa Vishesh, the attribute of Rupa of the Lord. Just as we know that Lord Krishna has 64 qualities, and one of the quality which stands him out from other Vishnu Tattvas is the Rupa, you know, Rupa Madhurya, where he has beautiful form which attracts the hearts of devotees. Just like Radha Gopinath, attracting thousands and thousands of people all over the world. There are so many people who are downloading their photographs every day. I know one of the sannyasis who downloads their, you know, every morning religiously at 10 o'clock, he opens the website that yes, I want to see the darshan of Radha Gopinath. The most attractive form of the Lord, which attracts the heart to such an extent that they forget the three miseries and the three kleshas of this world. Then second, next, Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhrajamanam. Sachidananda Rupam Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhrajamanam. The Lord is wearing so many ornaments, but what is the speciality of this kundals that is putting? That is the Saundarya Vishesh. That is the Lord, he is wearing those kundals. And the speciality of those kundals are that as he is running, now the pastime of Damodarila begins, where he is running away from his mother in fear of punishment. She is catching a rod and she is running behind him because he has broken the pots of butter And on that, he has gone in the storeroom and broken all other pots and feeding the monkeys who are spreading the butter, which is very costly, here and there. Satyavrat Muni, why he tells that the makhan or the butter is costly comes later. But here he is mentioning why he is running away. And what is happening is, as you see the small children, you know, when they run, because their weight of the belly is so huge, there is a poem by Tulsidas where he mentions, Thumaka Chalate Ramachandra, you know, the Lord is, they move in a very typical fashion. So here also the Lord is, you know, although he's Supreme Lord, but he took all the attributes as a normal human takes. And he's running in a beautiful, as in dance we call as lay, a beautiful rhythm he's walking. At the same time, his kundals, which are shining brightly, a shark shape, they are kissing his ears. That is a speciality. That's why those kundals have got mentioned in the poem, which the whole universe is singing. Lasat kundalam gokule brajamanam. Now, parivara vishesh. Satyavrat Muni says that gokule brajamanam. He's saying that Lord, he's running and he's shining in the realm of Gokula. Now, what is the speciality of Gokula? Why mention of Gokula? That is the parivara vishesh. When Garg Muni came to see the astrological chart, when he came to name Lord Krishna and Balaram, he saw the chart and he told Nand Maharaj, he said that Anena Durgani, he's saying that many problems will come, you'll have to face. The speciality of the Brajvasis is that they're ready to take any problems for the pleasure of the Lord. What is the main concern is the pleasure of the Lord. Whatever problems may come. That's why he is saying that he is shining in the realm of Gokula. That special realm where the devotees are only concerned about the pleasure of the Lord. Here we can take a lesson that how they are only, as the Gokula, Brajvasis were only concerned about the pleasure of the Lord and the protection of the Lord. Similarly, as devotees, we have to always be concerned, although we know that this mission, Srila Prabhupada's mission, is only run by Srila Prabhupada's strength and the mercy of the Lord. But still, we have to also have the mood of protecting the mission. Just as Srila Prabhupada, in a very bravest, in a very mood of bravery, he told Srila Radha Ras Bihari that, you stay here and I will give a temple to you. You just remain here and I shall build a temple to you. And we know how that amazing fight went on and how Srila Prabhupada was victorious in a triumphant way. So this is the speciality of Brajvasis, that they can do anything for the protection of the Lord and their only concern is the Lord's pleasure. Then next comes a mood of bravery. He told Srila Radha Ras Bihari that, you stay here and I will give a temple to you. You just remain here and I shall build a temple to you. And we know how that amazing fight went on and how Srila Prabhupada was victorious in a triumphant way. So this is the speciality of Brajvasis, that they can do anything for the protection of the Lord and their only concern is the Lord's pleasure. Then next comes the Leela Vishesh. What is this Leela? Yashoda Bhiyolu Khaladhava Manam Paramrishtam Atyantato Dritya Gopya. She is running. Although she has heavy body, but she is still running. And just as Brahma Samhita mentions, Panthastu Kodi Shatavatsara Sampragamyo Vayo Rathapi Manaso Munipungavanam Sopyast Yat Prabhada Sinme Vichinta Tatve Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. What is the speciality of this Govinda? He is saying that so many millions of yogis are trying to catch the Lord with their mental speculation. They are running at the speed of mind. But they have not been able to reach even the speck of the nails of the Lord. They are speculating so much. They are running at the speed of mind. They are trying to conquer the Lord, but they haven't reached even the nail. And what is here? A simple gopi of Braj. She has been able to conquer the Lord. That is the Leela Vishesh. He has agreed to get bound or get caught by Mother Yashoda, who has overcome Krishna by speed and caught him. Now this word is, why she is called as Gopika? Because what is the community? This community is cowherd community. And their cowherd community, their only wealth is milk, butter and dahi. So just to emphasize that she is, why is she bothered so much? Because her wealth, which was uselessly distributed, although she was a queen, she has so much, in her whole palace, her whole house is full of so many gems. But she was concerned, why? Because this is the wealth of cowherd, and that was meant for his pleasure only. So that's why she is running behind. Krishna is being defeated by Yashoda. Bhakti is told to be an art where we have to be defeated by Lord. Now this Damodar, Gauranga was mentioning that in this Damodar month, let us pray while doing deep dhan, that just as you got defeated by Gopi or Yashoda Maya, similarly you defeat us in our endeavors to enjoy sense gratification, to enjoy anything separate from devotion. Padma Puran mentions the glories of deep dhan, so many glories. Mountains of sin turn to ashes if somebody does deep dhan. So that's why many of our college preachers or many of our preachers, have, wherever they do programs, the deep dhan is conducted. So that, because that is the start of their bhakti. That if one offers deep dhan, his process of devotional service begins. So even if they don't listen to the philosophy, even if they don't understand Krishna's supreme personality of Godhead, but in the occasion of Diwali, if you get a lamp that you can offer to the Lord, everybody is ready to do that. So deep dhan, where we offer our heart to the Lord and pray to Him that please defeat us in our endeavors. So the next verse is, which starts with Rudantam Muhuru Netram Yugmam Mrijantam. Rudantam. Here the atheistic people become more bewildered, saying that we are crying because we are having so many miseries. The Lord is also crying. What is the difference between Him and me? This is the Leela of the Lord. And what about, what kind of Leela? He's mentioning Sa Atanka Netram. Sa Atanka. What is the difference between Atanka and Bhai? Atanka is equal to Bhai raised to infinity. When somebody is really, really fearful, just like we are fearful when the terrorists in the Taj at happening. We knew because we are so close by, and here only near the Chowpatty crossroads, there one of the terrorists was killed in the encounter. So we're just wondering what will happen now. They might any time just rush inside. All the people all around were so fearful, very small, but still, that the Lord is showing that atank in his eyes. He's fearful of his mother who loves him the most. But still, he's showing that fear by which the atheistic class becomes more bewildered. But here, the Lord is saying that although I'm fearful of law, I'm showing that form of being fearful, but please understand that I have shown mercy to Yashoda how? By allowing her to tie me up, which nobody can do. So, Satyavrata Muni is explaining that the mercy comes in such uncalculated ways. Somebody whom is crying, if the Lord first of all is crying and then somebody is trying to bind him, crying of the Lord is impossible and his binding is impossible. Both of that is made possible by the Lord by showing that it's difficult to, I'm unconceivable, you cannot conceive my, you cannot calculate my actions. I remember Rohini Praya Prabhu during his Janmashtami lecture, he mentioned how it's very, very he said that just as the Lord is born on Ashtami, if you take the calculations of Ashtami, like 8 ones are 8, 8 twos are 16, if you calculate, there is no coherence in the sum, or like 8 ones are 8, 8 twos are 16. 1 plus 6 is 7. So it keeps on decreasing. When the way he acts is very, very uncalculated. But just as Lord Ram, because of Maryada Purushottam, when he acts, is calculated. Yeah, he'll act like this. You can predict how Lord Ram will act. Just like, you know, he was giving example of 9. Navami, he was born on Navami, Ram Navami. So 9 ones are 9, 9 twos are 27. 2 plus 7, 9. 9 threes are 36. 3 plus 6, 9. So saying that how the behavior of Lord Ram is calculated, but the behavior of Lord Krishna, he is saying that uncalculated. I am crying and I have got bound also. Itidrik swalila bhir ananda. Sorry. Rudantam muhurunetram yugmam mrijantam karam bhoja yugamena satanka netram muhushvasa kampa tridekhanka kantha sita greva damodaram bhakti baddham. Then the verse number 3 mentions the guna vishesh, that he is Rasaraj. Itidrik swalila bhir ananda kunde. Being bound also, he is taking so much pleasure in reciprocating with all the rasas. The 5 primary rasas and the 7 or 8 secondary rasas. Where he is enjoying all those rasas and reciprocating. The verse in Srimad Bhagavatam where it mentions that when Lord Krishna entered the wrestling arena of Kamsa, there when he enters, it said that he reciprocated, you know, each and every person who was seeing Lord Krishna, he was reciprocating with him in the same rasa. When the gopis saw in the Madhurya Bhav, they saw him as a lover. When Mother Yashoda saw, they saw him as my son. When the Sakhas saw, they saw, oh, my dear friend. When the Asuras saw, they saw him as a death. No, Bhivats, they were very fearful. Similarly, all the rasas, he is called as Rasaraj. This verse, we can say it to be as the advertisement, you know. As everybody advertises, today is the world of advertisement. Nothing sells without advertisement. You have to advertise. Even we have to advertise when we have festivals, otherwise hardly people will come. So Lord is also advertising. Just as Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his prayer, he sings, Gopinath, tumi kripa parabhara, jivera karane, asiya prabanche, leela koila subistar. He's saying, you have done these leelas, why? To deliver the fallen souls of this material world. So here, the Lord is advertising what? He's saying that, look at my leelas. By this leela, I will drown you into the ocean, kunda, or a kunda of ananda. So leela bhir ananda kunde, soghosham. He's proclaiming, soghosham nimajjantam akhyapayantam. Tadiyeshi, then he's saying, tadiyeshi tadneshu bhakter jitatvam. He's saying that, and also, he's not only proclaiming that I will drown you into pools of ecstasy, but also, I can be only one, not by knowing me in tattva, not by doing any kind of austerities, not by any yoga, but only by bhakti yoga. Then, after this verse, then Satyad Muni cannot control himself. You know, because he has prayed to the Lord. You know, normally in the prayers, it is said that when you pray, you have to have a format. It's like you start with the beginning, praising the beauty of the Lord. Second, you put your, you know, offering or your prayer that, Lord, please help me. And last, you again show your fallen condition. So here Satyad Muni is perfectly following the protocol. First, he has nicely praised the Lord. But now, he is saying the deepest of his desires. Varam deva moksham na moksha vadhimva. Nacha anyam vrineham varesha ad apiha. Here he is giving the gradations of 3 goals. He is saying, neither do I want liberation, neither do I want something above than liberation. That is, you know, elevation to Vaikuntha planets. And neither want anything else. That is before or more than that is Iha. What is that Iha? Satyad Muni mentions that, Sanatana Goswami actually mentions that this is the results of that one gets after performing the ninefold bhakti process. He's saying, I don't want anything. What does he want? Idam te bapurunatha gopala balam sadame manasya vinastham kimanye. He's saying, I don't want anything else. What do I want? Your beautiful face. Please enter into my heart. There is a verse, you know, where Shukadeva Goswami is glorifying. He is saying that all the yogis are meditating hard to do what? So that they can see the Paramatma in their heart. You know, but here in the Leela of Aghasur, you know, just by what the verse was that by just by remembering the Supreme Lord, one can elevate himself to the Vaikuntha. But what to mention of just by remembering, you know, trying to get him in his mind. The yogis are trying to remember the Lord. Just by trying to force the form of the Lord in their mind, they can get, you know, they can get liberation. So Shukadeva Goswami mentions, what is the beauty or what is the amazement if Aghasur is liberated, more than liberated? Why? Because more than Paramatma is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, Shri Krishna. He himself in his full form entered fully inside him. That people are trying to enter in his mind, but here the Supreme Lord has full form has entered in his heart or in his body. So what to speak about his liberation? So here Sadat Muni is saying, you know, come into my mind, kimanne, I don't want anything else. Next also, next text number 5 and text number 6 are more of meditative, where he is absorbed in meditation. In text number 5, he is saying that, what is the feature, what is the attribute of the beautiful form of Gopal that I am talking about? The beautiful form of Gopal that I am speaking is so beautiful that he is just like a beautiful lotus amidst bluish and reddish tinged leaves. I want this beautiful form inside my heart. Without that, I will not settle for anything else, even if you give me thousands and thousands of other benedictions. I just want this one benediction. Then he comes, he tells his own following condition. Namo Deva Damodar Ananta Vishnu. He's, you know, proclaiming to the Lord in different kind of, you know, sambodhana, you know, invocations. He's saying, oh Ananta, oh unlimited one, oh Vishnu. What is the meaning of Vishnu? Viveshati iti Vishnu. That is, who is accessible. Isha. Namo Ananta. Namo Deva Damodara Ananta Vishnu. Prasida Prabho Dukha Jaladhi Magnam. He is calling as Prabho. You are the one who has, you know, who has control over everyone. I am drowning in the pool of miseries. Dukha Jalabdhi Magnam. Kripa Drishti. Please show me your Kripa. I don't have any other hope. And then he's saying, what should I do for that? That is Prema Vishesha. Where he says, Kuveratma Jo Baddha Murteva Yadvat Toya Mochito Bhakti Bhado Kritaucha. He's saying, I have to worship you. Bhakti Bhajo Kritaucha. Just as you released the sons of Kubera from clutches, similarly, and what happened after that? You know, Kuberas got the Prema Bhakti by which they were worshipping the Supreme Lord. So he's saying that I also have to worship you. Here it is mentioned that just as the Lord is bound, and at the same time he is bound, although he is bound, he has freed somebody else. So the Lord is saying that, you know, even if I am bound, don't consider to be less powerful. In my bound condition also, I can make others liberate. Although I am still bound, but I can make them liberated. Then he is mentioning that, as I am helping you, you also help yourselves. That don't worry, you know, even if you think that you are bound, if in my condition as an, you know, bounded with shackles, you know, with ropes, even if I am bounded with ropes, I can help others. So even if you are bounded by shackles of, you know, conditionings of anarthas, but make sure that if you take my shelter, you can also help others at the same time. And that is the philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavas that we follow the Shabda Brahman, by which even if the person who's speaking might not be perfect, but if he repeats the words of Acharyas which are perfect, they can liberate others. So I don't think I can finish the whole thing, but today also is the beautiful day of disappearance of Srila Vasudev Ghosh, who has written many beautiful songs. The beautiful song that we sing, you know, Jai Jai Jagannath Sachidanandam. The three brothers, Vasudev Ghosh, Mukunda Ghosh and Govinda Ghosh, they were the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. And just as today's verse is that we cannot understand because we are in mode of goodness, the demigods are praying. Similarly, Vasudev Ghosh is telling us in his one of the prayers that Jadi Gaur na hoito, tabe ki hoito, kemo ne dharitam de, Radhar Mahima, Prema Rasa Seema, Jagate Janatake. He's saying that because of Lord Gaura, if Gaura Hari wouldn't have descended then and told us the glory of the love of Srimati Radharani, how would we have ever come to know the Mahima of Srimati Radharani? It was because of the mercy of Lord Gauranga that we are able to understand. And at the end, in his very humble demeanor, he says that, you know, oh Lord, I cannot understand you. Although he is a very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya, but still he is saying that, Vasurahiya Pashana Diya Kemone Gadiya Chi. He is saying that, you haven't given me heart, oh Lord. This heart, there is no heart inside. There is stone. How will your mercy penetrate that? Please help me. Please accept me in your service. So, on this beautiful occasion, let's pray to Shri Radha Damodar, Shri Vasudev Ghosh, that we also understand the Lord's Leelas in fraction of quantity and serve Him eternally under the instructions of our spiritual master and Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Jai.